Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt. Continues now, ladies and gentlemen. All I can tell you is, man, I'm looking at the news and I'm just shocked. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. This is the broadcast for March the 10th in the year of our Lord, 2021, hour 2 of 2. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Ladies and gentlemen, Twitter? I tried to say Twitter shut me down. Oh, my goodness. Freudian slip? Mind you. All right, listen. This is serious. I'm being shut down on Twitter, if you haven't heard, because I reported a headline that was in LifeSite News from a doctor backing a study from a group of independent doctors, literally highlighting that, hey, the vaccine kills more people than the coronavirus does. And they said, hey, Sam, you're not allowed to report that. You violated our rules. You're shut down on Twitter. I think I might need to sue Twitter, folks. You say, what, Sam? I kid you not. I might need to sue Twitter. Guy by the name of these different doctors are speaking out now. And we're getting more and more doctors are speaking out and more doctors are getting shut down. But violation content, experimental vaccines, death rate for Israel's elderly is 40 times greater than COVID-19 deaths. That's Patrick Delaney, LifeSite News reporting Israel National News. And that's bad enough. Then Operation Choke Point 2.0 here. But now WorldNet Daily, Art Moore, good friend of ours, reporting another headline that I find fascinating that relates to this very topic. Are you surprised? I'm not. Here's the headline from WND.com. And they've been banned and whatever you want to say for a long time too, and telling about this for probably more so than anybody, right? Stanford doc. I guess it's Dr. J. Bhattacharya. B-H-A-T-T-C. Anyway, it's a big long name. Bhattacharya, I think is how you say it. J. Bhattacharya. Lockdowns, biggest public health mistake ever. Catastrophic harms will be felt for a generation. Art Moore, WND. So this Dr. J. Bhattacharya saying, hey, these lockdowns are the, you know what? They're the worst thing. Now, this guy's a Stanford doctor. Stanford doc. Wow. That's interesting, folks, when you think about that headline. Okay, now you got a Stanford doctor speaking out saying, hey, these lockdowns are the worst mistake we've ever made. We'll feel it for over a generation. It's so horrible. He was involved in the Daily Cloud, I guess, a news organization, but it was confirmed in Newsweek. In a story posted on Monday, Bhattacharya, he says, I stand behind my comment that the lockdowns are the single worst public health mistake in the last 100 years, he said. We will be counting the catastrophic health and psychological harm imposed on nearly every poor person on the face of the earth for a generation. Wow. Bhattacharya, a co-author of the Great Barrington Declaration, calling for the end of COVID-19 lockdowns, says, hey, the measures have not served to reduce COVID. What do you think of that? He called the lockdowns trickle-down epidemiology. Are lockdowns a mistake? And then there's a poll on. Now listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the thing. Are you ready? Here's the thing that you need to know. So on one hand, they attack me and say, Sam, you can't, you know, promote these things. But the great Barrington Declaration has received signatures from more than 13,000 medical and public health scientists, more than 41,000 medical practitioners, and at least 754,000 concerned citizens. All right. So I think that I need to research this more, put together this proposal, and I need to beat Twitter. All right. Now, let me explain something. This doctor, Bhattacharya Jay, he went to a Senate hearing in December, and he reported that the declaration has two planks. All right. He said we should prioritize the elderly for vaccines, and we should be seeking widely available and active treatments. But for the non-vulnerable, who face far greater harm from the lockdowns than they do from the virus itself, the lockdowns should be lifted, and for those who choose, life should resume. He also, this doctor, participated in a roundtable with Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida that proved that the lockdowns increase risk because they prevent herd immunity for the population. This is serious business, ladies and gentlemen. This is no joke. Well, I bring all this up because I'm being locked down on the very topic. Am I allowed to speak out? Am I allowed to report things that I see in the news? Or is Twitter just going to shut me down and that's the end of the discussion? Twitter says they've temporarily eliminated some of my features, but they haven't temporarily. Unless I go along with their edicts, it's permanent. Folks, it's not temporarily. They say I can appeal, but what's the likelihood of my appeal? I don't know. I can't tell you the answer to that, but I know this, I'm going to appeal. And I'm going to appeal, and I'm going to put together the best cogent statement that I can. This is not a joke. This is serious. Ladies and gentlemen, I need your funding desperately to one, research and turn in this battle, this rejection of their narrative, this appeal. And then after that, if I really need to, do I need to sue Twitter? Okay. Can I report on the fact that this Israeli doctor says, hey, there's 40 times more death from the vaccine than from the coronavirus itself? Can I report on that? It's research by a professional. A well-credentialed professional. You may disagree with it. You may say science goes against his view. That's fine. But who is the authority? Science and their general views? Well, now you take the next article that I wonder if I could report on from Twitter. Stanford doc. Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, lockdown's biggest public health mistake. I stand behind my comment, Newsweek. I stand behind my comment that the lockdowns are the single worst public health mistake in the last 100 years. We will be counting the catastrophic health and the psychological harms. Listen, on nearly every poor person on the face of the earth for a generation, this doctor says. Now, when a doctor speaks out and says that, to that degree. Am I allowed to report on that, Twitter? And if I'm not, how can I know what I can report on? For example, the Great Barrington Declaration. Do you even know about the Great Barrington Declaration, folks? The Great Barrington Declaration has received signatures from more than 13,000 medical and health or public health scientists. More than 41,000 medical practitioners. Am I allowed to even report on this, folks? You got to answer that question, folks. This is serious. So, folks, if I have ever asked you for money, this is the time. Okay, I don't want you to fund my family. I work a whole day job and more to support my family, okay? And I have asked you to support this program because many hands make heavy work light, okay? It's expensive to broadcast. I'll tell you that right now. But if I'm going to sue Twitter, I'm telling you right now, it's even more of a financial burden. And I will need help. Do you think the American people will back me, or are we fine with our free speech just being completely flat out shut down by Operation Choke Point, chopping off our money? It might be that you won't be able to send me money pretty soon unless you send a check or give me silver bars, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, may I ask you, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans will spend their entire lifetime purchasing food from the supermarkets while having no idea that almost every packaged food product on the grocery shelves is certified kosher. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics, politics, and our identity. In an effort to promote awareness to the kosher question, developers have published an app for your smartphone that features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at thekosherquestion.com. With the cesspool of politics getting even deeper these days, why not leave the swamp and start eating in favor of your own interests? Check out thekosherquestion.com today and download the app.
I have a question. Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? I believe that great nations and great civilizations spring from a people who have a moral compass.
I don't think a civilization can long endure that does not have respect for all human life, born and not yet born.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
Free speech, freedom of the press, front and center, ladies and gentlemen, on Liberty Roundtable Live. Twitter shut me down. Do I have the right to report is the question of the day. Now, believe it or not, there are people around the country that think free speech is a problem. They don't really, I don't have a group to defend me. I've just got Sam Bushman, right? But I don't know if you know this. A new headline says this: nearly 200 academics with beliefs from across the political spectrum launched an organization a little bit ago. It says Monday, but I think this story's a week or so old. That will defend free speech for college faculty members and will provide legal aid in cases where academic freedom is threatened. The Academic Freedom Alliance is what it's called. AFA. Academic Freedom Alliance, AFA. It was formed by Princeton University professors, who say they have witnessed a growing intolerance of opposing perspectives that threatens the ability of academics across the country to teach and research freely. Now, think about that for a minute, ladies and gentlemen. So Twitter shuts me down for reporting, but I'm documenting the Great Barrington Declaration, where 13,000 13,000 medical and public health scientists have signed. More than 41,000 medical practitioners. And they're saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, hey, we can't continue these lockdowns. Texas starts to get rid of the lockdowns and say no mask mandates anymore. And Joe Biden says that's Neanderthal thinking. Ladies and gentlemen, these progressives, these socialists, these communists, these Democrats, these Republicans, the swamp, Hollywarped, whatever you want to call the groups, actresses, actors, big money people, millionaires, billionaires, big tech, they're all working to destroy your free speech rights and mine. And I'm not going to take it, folks. I'm going to do everything that I can to fight. Okay, I think the answer is we need to sue Twitter if they don't accept my appeal. Okay, because I think I have every right to report about a Stanford doctor, Jay Bhattacharya, who says the lockdowns are the most foolish thing we've done. It will have serious, serious side effects. He says this, the catastrophic health and psychological harms on nearly every poor person on the face of the planet for a generation will be affected by these lockdowns. Then the Great Barrington Declaration says we can't have the lockdowns, and it's signed by hundreds of thousands of medical professionals. And now 200-plus academic professionals with beliefs from across the political spectrum backed by, right, Princeton University. Says, you know what, free speech is such a problem even in the academic world that we've got to do something about it. And then I report another doctor, violation content about experimental vaccines and how they are harming people. And I report on it, and Twitter says you can't do that. And unless you stop it, unless you go along with the mainstream press narrative that we're peddling, you're not on our platform anymore. Folks, we have got to stand up. Now, hopefully, let me say it again, hopefully we can fight this. You know, a lot of people talked about Donald Trump creating a media organization that could really take on these people. Of course, Donald, typical, doesn't really do much. He talks about it, but he hasn't done much. I mean, he spoke at CPAC. He's been seen in his motorcade a couple of times. But other than that, I don't really see what President Trump is doing now at all. Now, I hope he does more. Now, Rush Limbaugh's death certificate lists him as the greatest radio talk show host of all time. Hashtag Rip Rush. March, by the way, is National Nutrition Month. Did you know that? Thought I'd bring that to your attention. But the MyPillow guy announces brand new social media platform. People will be able to talk and not walk on eggshells, they say. Bob Unruh wrote this piece. He's with WND.com as well. Another great friend doing a great job. Yeah. The social media crackdown on conservative speech in recent months has resulted in the cancellation of accounts by President Donald Trump and MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. And this is serious. right? Serious business. Where do we go from here? When Mike Lindell literally starting a new media platform, will he be successful? And I pray for Mike Lindell, right? But I don't have a lot of hope. I don't know that he'll be successful. Right? I mean, I hope the best for Mike Lindell, but I don't see the likelihood of success. Right? I don't see a lot of success for him because where is he going to get the servers? Where is he going to get the servers? And even if he gets the servers, what happens if they start choking off access to the internet? Now, I've been a little bit more wise than some of these other people. Other people have gone on Facebook and gone on Twitter. They made that kind of a core of their broadcast. They went on YouTube and they used the algorithms to generate revenue via advertising. And then they, you know, build organizations based on the dollars flowing from that advertising. But then they get shut off instantly by, say, Facebook or Twitter or YouTube or whatever else, and they deplatform them and or they take their money, right? So I appreciate that Mike Lindell wants to start a service, but I don't know if he'll be able to. We're launching this big platform, they say, so all the voices of our country can come back and start telling it like it is again. He explains, we have got to get our voices back. I completely agree with him. He released a 2-hour video documentary titled Absolute Proof of Voter Fraud. Once you guys see what I've seen, you're going to be so excited. We've got to share it with everyone we know. And Lindell employs more than 1,500 people. Now, I don't know if he'll be successful. Honestly, I pray that he is successful. I really do. But I look at the control that they've got over us all. I don't use the mainstream press like others. I don't depend on it for revenue. Yeah, I've tweeted out. Yeah, I've put things on Facebook. I've even had some people do some YouTube video stuff for me a little bit. But I have not depended on those services for my revenue. So I've been fine. Because I have not built a large organization that depends on that revenue. I stay small, lean, and mean. And I do my very best to get out the word the best I can with my own resources. I've done that for literally 25 years. So I haven't been impacted as the others have. But if they start literally shutting me down, they start literally using Operation Choke Point against me, you know, folks, I don't know if I'll be able to stay alive. All right, when you have nearly 200 academics from across the spectrum who are saying our free speech is being violated to the point where they need to, you know, create a legal organization to get legal funding to fight their threatened free speech and academic freedom, if you will. The Academic Freedom Alliance is what they're using now. You begin to understand that this is serious. Right? There you have it. I don't know what to say, but the American people better stand up and fund the good guys now. LovingLiberty.net, LibertyRoundTable.com. Spread the word, please.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authorities are asking for the public's help in locating a suspect in a New Jersey killing who is also a person of interest in a quadruple homicide in New Mexico. Sean Lannon, 47, of Grants, New Mexico, is considered armed and dangerous and is wanted for questioning in a killing in East Greenwich Township on Monday. Sean is bald, blue eyes, 5'9", and weighs about 150 pounds. A Georgia police officer, Blake Puckett, is being credited with rescuing a teenager from a burning truck Saturday night on Highway 53 in Floyd County, Georgia. Laurel Putnam, strapped in her seatbelt and unconscious, the officer pulled out his pocket knife and cut her free right before flames engulfed the truck. Police said a drunk, wrong-way driver without insurance hit the teen's truck head-on. Alaska has become the first state in the nation to allow anyone 16 or older to get a COVID-19 vaccination. The move was announced Tuesday by Governor Mike Dunleavy and comes as the state was experiencing some unclaimed vaccine appointments. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I'd have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The State Department has responded to the administration's decision to allow Venezuelan refugees who are already in country be given temporary protection. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The numbers are staggering of those Venezuelans who have already fled poverty, hunger, and the brutal repression of President Nicolas Maduro. Ned Price explained the reasons for the decision to give the asylum seekers legal standing.
To date, nearly 5.5 million Venezuelans have fled their homeland, while another 7 million remain in chronic need of humanitarian aid. Nicolas Maduro's repression, his corruption, and economic mismanagement have victimized these Venezuelans and produced this political and humanitarian crisis.
Venezuela is on the northern coast of South America. The State Department says do not travel to Venezuela due to crime, civil unrest, and poor health infrastructure. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. I'm telling you right now, free speech under assault like you have never seen before, folks. Your opinions, your views, your thoughts, your First Amendment rights, all five codified guarantees in the First Amendment under absolute blatant assault by not only big tech and big business, but by governments around the world. Governor Gavin Newsom whacked out of California, says you don't even have the right to gather and worship. Folks who try to obey all the rules worship in cars in a parking lot listening to their radios to hear their preacher. No, they all got big old ripping fines. You're not allowed to worship. There's no place for a redress of grievance. Ask Donald Trump. He tried to go to court over and over and over saying there was flat-out massive vote fraud, but the courts won't even take the cases. So there's no redress of grievance. There's no freedom to assemble unless you want to riot and pillage and plunder and cause problems like that. Then you can do it all summer long, right on into the new year here, 2021. You're allowed to do that. But if you want to worship and go to church, no. If you want to go to a strip bar, by all means, by golly, you got your God-given rights. It's so extreme that a preacher literally decided he was going to create a family-friendly strip club, and he gets at the pulpit, and he stands up, and he takes off his tie, and he takes off his coat, and he says, now that I qualify for stripping, I want to give you guys a sermon. And he speaks the word of God, and he mocks, but yet highlights the serious problem. In America, you're forced to bake a cake for a gay or lesbian couple, whether you like it or not. Now, I'm not against gay and lesbian couples choosing as they will, but I am against forcing somebody to bake a cake for them if it's against their beliefs. First Amendment violation like you would not believe. And you would say, well, wait a minute, Sam, what are you talking about, man? Phillips won that case. Kinda. He won that case, but do you know that it's not over yet? He's still in court? So I don't know what you mean by won that case, right? Well, Sam, by golly, it went to the Supreme Court. I know. But he's still being harassed now, and the abuse continues by the relentless attacks of extremists in our society. They have literally jettisoned liberty, and the cancel culture is on steroids, folks. All right? Now, I talked about MyPillow CEO, Mike Lindell, barred from Twitter. Now, I've been barred from Twitter. Says that a new social media platform is coming where people will be able to talk and not walk on eggshells. Well, I pray he's right, but we've already got Gab and, you know, some of those others, Parler, and, you know, there's a few. I appreciate building a new service. That's great, but I'm not convinced that he can stop it. I talked about Operation Choke Point. Right? Welcome to Operation Choke Point 2.0. That's where they simply chop off our ability to receive money so people can't donate to us. Well, if people can't donate to me, I don't have my freedom of speech. I don't have the freedom to publish on my website, so I don't have the freedom of the press. I won't have any money to have the freedom of assembly. I won't have the money for a redress of grievance. Then I get sad and want to go to church, and, well, I am limited from doing that as well. See what I'm talking about, folks? Serious business. Now, listen to this. The RNC, that's the Republican National Committee to Donald Trump. No, we won't stop using your name. Committee responds to recent cease and desist letters from Donald Trump's attorneys saying, hey, quit using my name, quit raising money on my dime, my name, my likeness, my... And they just say, you know what? Screw you. We don't care. This is the swamp RNC. Literally now just mocking Donald Trump. Whether President Trump will have the mojo to do anything about it or not, I don't know. I don't know. But this is a free speech issue like you have never seen before, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to appeal Twitter, and I'm going to sue if I have to Twitter, maybe. I haven't decided if I'm going to sue yet or not. I've got to think about it. I've got to talk to a few people. But I know this, what they've done can't stand. I've done nothing wrong but reported on the news, ladies and gentlemen. And then I've expressed opinions to which I'm entitled. All right. In fact, this is so egregious, these abuses now, that people that are outside the swamp are starting to stand up, Republican and Democrat, conservative and liberal. They're going, wait a minute, this has gone too far. And that's why I highlighted the 200 plus professors that have created a way to legally deal with when their free speech is violated, right? Now, I don't have anybody to defend me, but there you go. However, former Democratic rep, Hawaii representative, Tulsi Gabbard, laid into the cancel culture during a Tuesday evening appearance on Fox News primetime. Good for her, right? Gabbard spoke with former Republican, South Carolina Rep. Trey Gowdy. He was once a congressional colleague, by the way. Okay? And they talk about cancel culture in detail. They say, what is cancel culture? Where is it really going, etc.? Gabbard began by pointing out to freedom of speech and a free and open marketplace of ideas as the basis of American democracy. I disagree with her. Now, I don't disagree with her point about free speech, but to say that it's the basis of our democracy, you got to understand we don't have a democracy, folks. So, you know, in democracy, says the mob rule. If big tech gets a better handle on it and wants to have a pig for dinner, well, then the, you know, bacon's the result, right? Freedom for every single one of us to be able to share our ideas and debate them, to argue them, to agree or to disagree, to pick and to choose, is the marketplace of ideas, she says. Now, I agree with her completely. We're all children of God. And recognizing that, we then treat each other with respect. And respect is a freedom. We need to respect this freedom that we have. She says, we need to look down the path and see where this cancel culture leads to, right? But the problem with Tulsi is she said, we all are children of God and we ought to behave like that. I wonder where she got that narrative from, huh? But let's look down the path and say, where does this cancel culture lead? She asked, you see the final expression of cancel culture in Islamist terrorist groups. Yeah, they won't let you think what you want in a terrorist group. Right? Wow. ISIS, Al-Qaeda. If you're an infidel and you have hit ideas that aren't acceptable, then you're just in serious trouble, right? Like they'll cut off your head trouble, okay? So they won't stop using Donald's name even though he's sent him a letter, cease and desist. And the RNC says, we can use your name. So they've hated Donald Trump at the RNC, and the mainstream Republicans have hated Donald Trump and done their very best to undermine him. And now that he's out of office, they want to use his name and his likeness to raise money. These people are just pure evil, folks. Anyway, I commend former Democratic Hawaii rep Tulsi Gabbard, because even though I disagree with her on the democracy comment, I agree with her in general. Wow. All right, I thought I'd report on that news. Good for Tulsi speaking out, proving this is not a Republican or a Democrat thing. This is a free speech thing. Now, Joe Biden issued a climate change order, as you know, right? Overturning a lot of what Donald Trump has put together. Now 12 states' attorney generals sue over climate order. That's USA Today. They say 12 states with Republican attorneys general Monday sued President Joe Biden. Yeah, wise, in my opinion, right? Over his first executive order aimed at climate change. Alleging, they say, he lacked the constitutional authority to implement new rules about greenhouse gases. Now, I don't know that they're alleging that. Right? Right? I don't know if you can say that that's alleged. I don't see where President Trump gets the authority. I mean, President Biden, if that's what you call him, gets the authority. They sued President Joe Biden. I'm going to take out president because I don't agree with that. Sued Joe Biden over his first executive order aimed at climate change. He lacked the constitutional authority to implement new rules about greenhouse gases. Amen to that. Good for these 12 attorney generals. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable, live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, folks, I'm talking about this lawsuit where 12 state attorney generals, or do I say attorneys general? To those of you who are English professionals, huh? All right. 12 GOP state attorneys general sued Joe Biden over his first executive order aimed at climate change. They say he lacks the constitutional authority to enact new rules relating to greenhouse gases. The federal lawsuit led by Republican Attorney General Eric Schmidt of Missouri argues that Biden violated the separation of powers clause in the Constitution because Congress, not the president, has the power to regulate. Now, I think this guy's exactly right. We have violated the separation of powers, vertical and horizontal. And I'm the one that talks the most of anybody you know about checks and balances in America, right? On his first day in the White House, Biden signed Executive Order 13,990, directing federal agencies to calculate the social cost of greenhouse pollution by estimating what are called monetized damages to inform future regulations. This includes changes in net agricultural productivity, human health, property damage from increased flood risk, and the value of ecosystem services. But the 12 states that are plaintiffs say assigning such values is a quintessentially legislative action that falls within congressional exclusive authority. They also say the economic ramifications of the order will be disastrous. If the executive order stands, they say, it will inflict hundreds of billions or trillions of dollars of damage to the U.S. economy. For decades to come, the suit reads, it will destroy jobs. It will stifle energy production. It will strangle America's energy independence. It will suppress agriculture. It will deter innovation and impoverish working families. It undermines the sovereignty of the several states and tears at the fabric of liberty, the lawsuit claims. Amen to these 12 state attorneys general. All right, let me tell you where they're from. You ready? Arkansas, Arizona, Indiana, Kansas, Montana, Nebraska, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Utah joined the lawsuit, ladies and gentlemen. I am proud that Utah's on the list. Right? Amen. That's great news, right? The White House and the Department of Justice, of course, declined to comment on the lawsuit. The complaint asks the court to issue an order that prohibits federal agencies from using the, quote, social cost estimates, right, against us. Joe Biden seems to be one of the most aggressive presidents ever on the climate change discussion, which they're causing an existential threat. His goal is to decarbonize the U.S. power sector by 2035. Now, I don't know how to respond to this story, really. But this is serious when 12 state GOP state attorneys general sue Joe Biden over an executive order. The states are starting to stand up. Is it enough? Not even close. Is it a great start? Without a doubt. And I commend these 12 GOP. I'm going to get rid of GOP, though, because that's irrelevant, you know? You say, Sam, it's relevant because none of the Democrats are aboard. I understand. But sadly, we have been deceived into partisan politics. And a lot of these Democrat leaders might be willing to stand up. And we need to be kind of careful that we don't alienate them. This is not a left-right Republican-Democrat discussion. This is a reality that President Joe Biden, if you can call him president, does not have the authority. Simply does not have the authority. I'm just telling you right now. There you have it, right? All right, Disney Plus. It's been the great, great, great phenomenon over the last, what, year and a half, 2 years since it started. But Disney Plus quietly pulled Dumbo and Peter Pan, The Aristocrats, and Swiss Family Robinson from kids' profile accounts and added warning labels for adults. The move by the streaming site for the Disney classic films was first noted by the Daily Mail. Yeah. Wow. Think about that. And added warning labels for adults. The move by the streaming site was done by the Daily Mail. They say, hey, we've done this because, you know what? It's racist content. And they go on, and here's what's comical to me, or disingenuous about Disney Plus. So they say, look, we didn't want to ban it entirely, even though there's racist content and negative portrayals of different cultures and peoples. And so we wanted to give this big warning to the adults and shut it down for kids. What they really want to do, in my opinion, is get greater promo. Because if they lock it down for kids, then every kid goes to their mom and says, Mom, I can't watch Dumbo. Mom, I can't watch Swiss Family Robinson. I can't watch Peter Pan. And the parents go, what? And then the parents pull up the thing and then they let their kids watch it. And what it really does is drive sales for Disney. Now, Disney says, we don't want to shut it down because what we really want to do is we want to spur dialogue. We want to give a warning so people know. Then we want to spur dialogue so that we can change our culture. And that's the cover for Disney, and that may be true. But I don't believe it. And I'll tell you why. Everybody else is getting completely shut down on the cancel culture. But Disney has found a way to capitalize on the cancel culture, not get shut down by it. So the next headline says this. Business continues to boom for Disney Plus. According to the Hollywood Reporter, Disney CEO Bob Chapek announced during a Tuesday shareholders meeting that the streaming service now has more than 100 million subscribers. So what they don't want to do is take off their cash cows of good movies. Right? They don't want to lose the cash cow, but they want to satisfy the cancel culture. Right? Anyway, and they say that it's just growing by leaps and bounds. That's wonderful. I'm glad Disney's growing. All right? But the question that you got to ask yourself is it right for them to say this content's evil and racist? We're going to take it off kids' accounts. We're going to give people warnings, even though it was G and PG at the time. But now they say it's a warning labels. Got to have the warning labels on there because it's really bad. But don't worry. We're just trying to start a dialogue there. But yet business continues to boom for Disney Plus. 100 million subscribers. Now, they're just trying to keep the cash cow rolling. And you would say, well, do you blame them, Sam? I blame how they're going about it, yes. Because on one hand, they're capitulating to the cancel culture. On the other hand, they're trying to appease the cancel culture. On the other hand, they get a special pass by the cancel culture. What if I just say everything in my talk show is so that people can have an appropriate dialogue about everything I bring up, about vaccines, about the COCO virus, about the free speech issues, about Stanford doctors, about the Barrington Declaration, about nearly 200 academics that feel like their free speech is violated, so they create their own legal organization to get legal defense, about Rush Limbaugh's death certificate, quote, he's a goat, the greatest radio host of all time, he's a goat. March is National Nutrition Month. MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell creating a new social media site. RNC to Trump, no, we're not going to quit using your name. There's too much money in using your name, Donald. What about former Hawaii rep on Fox saying, you know what, this cancel culture is out of control. Where does it lead? It leads to the communist agenda where you can't say or do anything or you'll be in fear of arresting or be in fear of, quote, forced retraining so that you understand the communist viewpoint. Or maybe the Muslim idea where they'll just chop off your head if you don't go along. 12 state attorney generals suing Joe Biden over his first executive order. Can I report that? What about Disney Plus quietly pulling Dumbo and all these things, capitulating the cancel culture, but at the same time trying to appease them in a way that allows them to have their business continue to boom? Right? Serious, serious discussions on the roundtable. Ladies and gentlemen, and we need your funding like never before. I'm telling you, if you've ever had the heart to donate to us, now is the time. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. We've got a bunch of things happening this year that I haven't even had the chance to compile and get to you into your arms. We're going to be broadcasting from a lot of different places. We already went to the event in Texas with the good sheriffs and broadcasted live from that event. Spoke at that event, and we've got a lot kicking off coming up too that we're going to tell you about. Freedom Fest, we're going. Red Pill Expo, we might be going. Some of this comes down to cash though, folks. You know, I appreciate it, but it's really hard for me to take days off work to go somewhere, so I lose money, then fund my travel, lose money, pay for my hotels and food and everything else, lose money. I mean, at some point it's just not fair to my family, but I want to be there. And I want to give it to you straight. And I want to do it live. And I need your help to be there. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word. Donate liberally today, would you please? And understand they've shut me down on Twitter and I'm going to appeal. And I just may be forced to sue. Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on the ball. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. I am Sam Bushman. And I'm telling you right now, I declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and indeed will restore our grand old republic. But folks, you got to get involved. You got to make it a great day, and you got to choose the right and repent. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America. Donate, LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net, would you please? God save America.